Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. In this Friday's reflection, you're going to learn how to speak the language of the universe. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, everybody. I want to thank you for stopping in with me this Friday for our Friday reflection. This week, I had an amazing opportunity, and I took it. Only 66 miles away from me this week, a previous guest on the show, motivational speaker Cornell Thomas, was going to be what I like to call doing his thing. What's funny about my relationship with Cornell is that we connected online, but we don't really remember how. We know it was on Twitter, and he either followed me on Twitter or liked something that I posted, or I somehow came across his tweets, but it was something like that. But let me read you the first private message I ever sent Cornell. "Hi, smiley face. I love what you're doing and want to know if you'd like to be a guest on my podcast, Motivate Me. You can listen here. Link provided. If you do listen, check out the episode with Darnell Denzel Williams, because I would love to connect the two of you. He seems like a younger version of you. Author, speaker, coach, community leader. Smiley face." Now, I'm big on the smiley faces, okay, everybody? Because I know you can't tell from where you're sitting right now, but I'm the kind of person who likes to throw my whole body into whatever I'm saying. Hence the need for emojis, right? That's what they're there for. Okay, signed. Thanks, Lynette. What did I get back from Cornell? He simply responded, "Lynette, thanks so much for the message and kind words. Shoot me an email at positivity365@yahoo.com. How great is that email address, by the way? Let's get our schedules out and see when we can make this happen. Thanks again." So getting back to last night, after 2 months of communicating online, supporting each other's humanitarian endeavors, Cornell and I became friends. And so I got to finally meet him last night for the first time. But guess who was able to come along? You got it. Darnell Denzel Williams. First of all, when it comes to Darnell, ever since I had him in my English classroom at the age of 14, which is 10 years ago now, we had a different type of relationship. And I always laugh now and talk about, and I've mentioned it on my shows before, how he borrowed one of my Chicken Soup for the Soul books, and he never returned it. But he was reading that because I knew to suggest that to him. He was a sensitive kid who was struggling through an emotional time in his life. From here on out, I'll be referring to Darnell as Didi, because that's who he was when I met him, even though he has matured into much more than that, and he continues to. So what is this Friday's reflection about exactly? It's all about something that embodies this relationship we've built between the three of us that I'm referring to as the trio of mojo. You know, we're all three striving to create a more positive, more supportive, more inspired world. And I could say that it's a coincidence that we all connected, but I know it's not. I don't believe in coincidences. There is no doubt this was designed to occur, that we were meant to connect, to support, and to inspire each other in these endeavors. So in the 66 miles up and the 66 miles back, Didi and I had plenty of time to catch up. He didn't realize when I interviewed him over the summer that I actually had left teaching. He said, "What?" That went right over his head. So when I said it again in the car, his jaw was open and he was speechless. And out of his mouth came these words, "But what about all the other deities that are going to need you?" And that's what I heard him say. I heard this come out of his mouth. But his body language, sitting in the passenger seat of my car, spoke a different story to me. And what I saw was more like, whoa, Mrs. Rend is a person outside of the role of teacher, and I'm not sure what that looks like. It was as if everything he knew me as before, like, suddenly chipped away, and not just in his eyes, but in mine. And that bright, excited light that I've been building up inside of me since I started doing Motivate Me, it's like it just beamed from within. And in a way I had never felt before, I felt connected to something much bigger than myself. And you know what? Listen, I know this is super deep, and 2 years ago, I wouldn't have understood what the hell I am talking about right now if somebody tried to say it to me. I used to question why we're here and what my purpose was. And I really was trying to discover it. It's like I was on a mission to discover it. I mean, I practically beat it out of the universe to tell me. And of course, I know now that it was really inside of me the whole time. It was something I had to uncover, something I had to experience. People from successful entrepreneurs like Tim Ferriss and John Lee Dumas, to spiritual leaders like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, to motivational speakers like Anthony Robbins and our own Cornell Thomas and Darnell Williams. Get this. That is what they're all trying to show you, as am I. Why? Because understanding our connection to the universe removes things like guilt and worry and stress and negativity in our lives. And as I've said in my show before, getting control of our lives is really about letting go of the need to control our lives. It's really about surrendering. And sometimes in our lives, we're forced to see that we don't have control even if we wanted to. And surrendering is going to bring us the answers and the closure that we need. When you do that and you put out into the world what you want to get back from it, the universe truly does speak to you. What does it look like when the universe speaks to you? You experience something called synchronicity, or some people refer to it as synchro destiny. What does that mean? You know when you're in a conundrum and you just don't know what to do about something, so you put that prayer out into the world, you say it out loud, you say it silently, you say it however you need to say it. Then you hear song lyrics that you believe are speaking directly to you. Or you meet a stranger, like in the food store line, whose conversation speaks directly to that question you've been asking or trying to figure out. Too many times people put their question out into the world, they get the answer, but they don't trust it. And then what? They don't act. I am, of course, not suggesting that you act hastily in any way. However, I am saying to be more aware. If you ask for it and you get an answer, believe it as an answer. And when you cross paths with people, you crossed paths for a reason. Since I am a writer, this reminds me so much of authors when we're constructing, because when an author is writing, there is nothing that is coincidence. Every single nuance, attitude, action, thought, dialogue, mood, tone, turn of events, all of it, every single thing has meaning. And all of it is guiding the reader to discovery. That is this life. That is your life. I never felt this more than standing in between my two friends, Cornell and Darnell, in the picture that's posted online with this episode link. We're all beaming, and what you see shining is our connection with this crazy universe. So let's see how we can identify this connection to the universe with this week's guests. On Monday, we had this courageous Australian by the name of Justin Light. Now, Justin is someone else I reached out to over the internet after discovering a really interesting online program that he's creating that informs his peers of Generation Y that there is more to life than striving for a destination that's based on someone else's or some other generation's ideas, goals, and vision. He's someone who struggles with anxiety and depression, and he's never felt as if he fits in anywhere. You know, he just never felt as if he fit in any of the groups that were in his world. He has overcome that, though, and he's got a lot of valuable information to share for everybody, not just for Generation Y, but I think we can all benefit from it. So here's our initial encounter. Here's my message to Justin, having never spoken with him before in my life. Here's me. Justin? His response. Hi, Lynette. How are you? As if we're old friends. Me. Hi, Dude, I dig your course. Smiley face. Of course there's a smiley face. Justin. Thank you. Launching early January. Just like that, Justin and I became friends. I see the universe working here on so many levels. Yes, the way we met, but also the experience Justin had that brought him to China to teach English to students, that brought him home and inspired him to construct this entire series, one that changed the direction of his life and I know is going to impact so many others. On Tuesday, dog trainer to my dog Olive, Jeannie Persicanto. So Jeannie came into my life through the recommendation of my vet. My veterinarian said, I really think this is who you want to call. She gave me two names and said, I really think this is the one you want to call because for your specific dog, your person, I feel like she'd be a good fit for you. Okay, so however, it turns out that while Jeannie opened my eyes to how to speak dog, as she says, I've been able to share knowledge and resources with Jeannie that's impacted her business direction and what she plans to do as far as her business goes in the future, which is super, super exciting. And she's done so much for me. It just makes me feel awesome that I can help her in this way. So it's fair to say that we both feel as if we were brought together for this purpose. And I'm sure there's people in your life that you can say the same thing about. And here's the thing. Jean could have taken my initial ideas and in complete Jersey girl fashion thought, why is she helping me? What does she want from me? That is the go-to response in this neck of my woods. And I do think that was Jeannie's initial feeling. I could see kind of the retraction in her body language. And I felt that's what she was thinking, but I just let it sit with her and let it go where it was supposed to go. So she took that initial conversation and then we had a second one. By the third one, I think Jeannie realized that I was putting her life for a purpose, that I was genuine in my intentions to truly only help her. There was nothing I could ever want from Jeannie. What could I possibly want except to want to help her in a way similar to how she was helping me with Olive? Anyway, had Jeannie not been receptive, had she not been open to receive this message or my help or my ideas, it would have gone lost. She would have walked away from it and I wouldn't have had a relationship that we continued with Olive and with me. And she wouldn't have a resource that's turning out to be very beneficial to her. So it's really important that when we're communicating with the universe that we are open and receptive. Doesn't mean we're not skeptical and analytical and calculating. Okay, so on Wednesday, we had Tom Ashley, the introvert living in an extroverted world, and he was on the show on Wednesday. It would be pretty easy to say that the universe doesn't play much of a role in this introvert's life, right? Spending most of his time at home alone. I guess we could say that if he didn't just appear on a podcast that's listened to in all 50 states and in 70 countries. And the best part is, I made sure to mention that to Tom before the interview began, just so it wouldn't be a surprise to him at any point. But what made Tom go through with this interview? He had a message. What was the message? That introverts need to be treated differently and that they have a contribution to this world. And what unexpectedly came out of this interview that possibly the universe had a hand in. Me. Me, the extrovert, showing complete appreciation and value in the observation and analytical skills of the introvert. I would like to think that I was a catalyst for Tom on Wednesday, that I carried a message that will give him courage to continue to push through his obstacles and in return give courage to those others who feel the same as he does, that they shouldn't have to battle past people or scream from rooftops to be heard. Our Thursday lesson this week was on confidence, and it was taught by business coach Brenda Siosis from the land down under. Brenda is a true professional, and she provided us with an amazing lesson. As a matter of fact, you can access a more detailed e-course version of what she taught us on her website, and there's a link on Thursday's show notes for that. But here's where the universe came into play with my conversation with Brenda. This discussion turned into much more than a lesson on confidence. Brenda, through our private group Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, was inspired to take part in November's NaNoWriMo. And I've talked about that before. It's the National Novel Writing Month is November. Okay, so this alone is divine intervention. However, we get into a truly intimate discussion about writing, about the mindset it takes to write a story truly and without abandon, without being attached to the outcome or the opinions of others or the idea of anyone ever reading it. When Brenda finishes the story that she knows needs to be told, she will have the universe and all its messages to thank. I talked enough at the start of the show about myself and my experiences with the universe this week in connection with Cornell and Darnell. And I have never been as in touch with life and its messages as I am right now in my life. I credit that to Deepak Chopra and Oprah's meditation challenge. I call it the Chopra-Oprah meditation challenge. But it's expanded my mind and in a way that shows me how much more my mind could possibly be expanded, that I'm only tapping into a small corner. But Cornell's speech was at an event that was organized by a group called Steps Together. I was so moved by the people I met there, the dedication of the founders, Courtney and Mike, the strength of the beneficiaries, and some of them are children and some of them are adults, but they're all people who are struggling or have struggled with severe medical issues. I was also struck by the sponsors who are so generous in some of the simplest, most adorable, most heartwarming ways, like delivering ice cream to families from their store because the beneficiary just needs to be cheered up. I know I was at this event last night because they were meant to affect my life, and I hope I can do something equally as meaningful to be a part of theirs. There's an excellent article titled How to Recognize Signs from the Universe, written by Leo Carver, and it is located at chopra.com. In the article, Carver gives 7 tips on how to speak the same language as the universe. So if you want to reach out to the universe to get answers, here's how you can do it. The link to the full article is in today's show notes. So, number 1, cultivate the desire to receive. What Carver means by that is that you must be clear in your question to the universe, and you must not be apprehensive. You must also be ready to receive the answer, or you won't be able to see it. Also, you have to be honest with yourself in the asking of the question and your willingness to change when you get that answer. A true desire for an answer is key, and seeking the answer out is vital to this process. So, number 2 of 7. Pay attention. This means pay attention to your environment for the answers from the universe. So they can come in messages from a billboard, a conversation, patterns with people in your life. Just pay attention to these. Number 3, make notes of recurring experiences. Themes may reoccur in your life. People or strangers may surface. Carver writes, make note and begin to unlock those hidden potentialities in the recurring experiences of your life. Remember, nothing is a coincidence. Number four, fine-tune your sensitivity. And I quote here, remember that you and the universe are one, which means a true sign from creation should resonate with you on some level. Even if you don't understand it, your higher facilities will alert you that something is significant about the occurrence, person, or symbol. So, tuning into your intuition through meditation and self-reflection increases your ability to receive these messages. And I think that's why I'm having such a great response right now, because of the meditation challenge I'm taking part in. Number five is surrender. Don't bend what you believe to be messages from the universe to see what you want to see. This is not how it works. You need to let go and be open. The experience is more important than the answer, and if you had the answer, you wouldn't be asking. So no guiding, just surrendering. Number six, don't overcomplicate the sign. A message could come through a person or a thing. It's something that's meant to cross your path. It's not meant to become a part of your life. So acknowledge it for what it is, but this does not mean that what or who it is attached to should become part of you. So if you have a conversation at the grocery store with somebody and it's meaningful and you know it's a message, that doesn't mean bring them home. Okay? Number seven, last one, receive fully. And I quote here, remember, when you know or need to know, you will. There will be no confusion or doubt about what is being said. Recognizing and receiving information through signs depends on willingness, earnest seeking, and just plain listening. I know that what we talked about today is some pretty heavy stuff, but if we really want to enhance our lives, to make it more passionate, to bring the excitement back, and we don't know how to do that, if we feel trapped or lost or confused or tired or unimportant or stuck, then reaching out to that higher power and getting the answers we just can't seem to see is the next logical step. I believe in you. I know that if you want to make your life a place you want to wake up to more tomorrow than you did today, that you will. When you're ready, in your time, in whatever way that means for you. But I'm excited. I'm excited for you because today you are one step closer. That's it, everybody. Please remember that you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.